This is Alexander 2191.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my darling. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fine. It's the first moment I've had to try to get to anybody on the phone. I just wanted to tell you I was thinking of you.
Well, you know we've been thinking of you.
Well, I sure do. I wish you were here.
I don't know. I think I'd rather be in my place than yours.
Well, I'd like to trade with you.
I went up to Johnson City and looked at the wallpaper.
How's it doing?
They were doing fine.
It's going to cost $1 million to rebuild that old $5,000 house, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks that way. I didn't know what to do. I started to call A.W., but I didn't know where to go from here, so I just decided to come on back.
He's here now.
He is.
He's in the office right now.
Well,
he and Don Thomas came up to work out some of our private business things.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's anything you want me to do, I don't think so.
Don't think so. Wait a minute.
Lennon, listen. What am I supposed to do when these newspaper reporters call me?
You want to rent or sell your house, he says.
Do I want to rent or sell it?
Yeah, if you do, you better get in touch with him. Who's demanding it? He says there's some Secret Service men moving up and others that are going to be renting houses.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. I haven't told
Cecil you. Preston, what? He said he'd bet Cecil Preston will mount on his house before he left. You think about it. If there's anything you want to do with him, he doesn't care. He just said that they were moving in there and being stationed there.
Well, the only place I got to go hide.
Wait just a minute, huh? He said he's trying to get them to Johnson City instead of sending them to Fredericksburg.
Uh-huh. Well, I
imagine those Dutchmen would be more happy at Fredericksburg.
Lennon, what am I supposed to do when these newspaper people call?
Oh, I'd just tell them as little as I could.
Well,
that's what I do, but they'll print something. If you don't say anything, they print that if you didn't say anything, and I just don't know what to do except to deal to the gentleman in this. But excuse me, I'm afraid somebody's going to take Paul Chowdy's meat. I think I just tell them that you all have talked it over in the family, and you rather think the best thing to do is any information they want to get through the president's press secretary. And for that reason, you're not going to be conducting interviews because, just very frankly, you don't have the facilities to handle them and the time either that you have to do your own work, and you hope they'll understand. Sam Houston and Rebecca gave out a good interview, I see. Sam Houston did, yeah.
I haven't seen any, but they're... One of them badgered me pretty bad, and I said, I didn't want to make any comment. And they said, well, they just want to get it to future background, you know, where birds work, they went to school, things like that. And then when I got back home, well, they put it on the front page that I hadn't said. The other paper, of course, has been real nice. I guess the others might be calling me. I said, last chance at having time I finished with them, they wouldn't call me back.
Who was that? The press was a mean one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the press was a mean one. It was a woman that she'd interviewed several times. And that she appreciated my
May I finish, operator, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
She appreciated my position, but everyone knew that I lived here and was not going to at least express confidence in it. And, you know, just things like that.
Uh-huh.
And then asked where birds work, and I figured that if I didn't say something, they'd make something out of nothing. It wasn't bad, but she told me that she would call me before she printed anything or interviewed for anything. And when I came back, and checked with me, and it was all on the front page. She's curious. But our telegram, of course, has been real nice.
Okay, well, I just won't tell you I loved you until Becky. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know whether I
should. She's got her boyfriend lives with her now. She got a Secret Service man on her little.
I know, and I didn't know whether it'd be a good idea for me to pull Becky out or not. I thought I'd wait as first week to see you. If you had any repercussions, I'd just take her out and tell her to keep you next year.
No, I wouldn't dare. They wanted to give me an honorary degree down there now. Texas University awarded me this morning.
Uh-huh. Well, honey, you know how I felt when everything was happening.
Well, I guess you weren't the last one to talk to him.
That's right. But it is you I was worried about, John.
Well, God bless you, and I'll see you.
Okay, darling.
Bye.